Welcome to the K-Top 10 Podcast. This is going to be a special episode, but first, announcements. We are still accepting donations, which can be done by clicking on the donate button on the sidebar of our website at ktop10.org. We still have various staffing positions open, so if you want to be a part of the family, you can check us out on our website through the Join Us tab on the sidebar. Do you have any products that you want to advertise through us, such as music, makeup, food, books, clothes, or those little keychains? Well, if you're interested, feel free to send us an email and we'll give you the details. So, for this episode, we had an online concert from Sessions that featured artists from Alexa, Blue, Wooa, GWSN, who is definitely not the same as JWSN, Lovelies, Gravity, and my favorite, Momoland. Jeremy, I, and Sunny attended the show from our bedrooms, and so we were like, oh, by the way, say hi to Jeremy.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Jeremy.
Jeremy and I are going to be doing this one live together, so you can pick out your favorite bias out of this.
I can work.
Perfect. So, Jeremy, how did you enjoy the concert? Like, was it your first concert? Was it your millionth one? How did you enjoy
this? This was actually my first my second online concert. It's a little bit different because I wasn't really there for the whole thing, but I did see some of the artists. I think my first one was probably the Blackpink concert that they had a while back on YouTube. I think that was my first one.
So you watched it live? How did that one work?
Like, yeah, so I watched it live. So I have like some other friends who really like Blackpink. So then I was just there watching it with them online. We use Discord to stream it, but I think they allowed other people to stream it. So then we were just there watching it with him and had like some other people there too. We're just talking about the songs. Talking about the concert and just like wow, like Rosé finally had like a solo song. We were talking about that when that happened too.
Ah, I got you, man. Wow, well, for me, this is actually my first like streaming concert or concert in general. I've never actually been to one, and you know, it's pretty neat. It's pretty neat. You know, I get to enjoy it. Lovelies and then So On is what, because I actually missed the first two. But we get to, it was still fun, you know. I really enjoyed it, especially Momoland. So
yeah,
we'll get back to
I know you I like that one
first, man. Yeah, they got that shout out, didn't they? Alright, well, the first one was Alexa. I actually missed that one, but I do like the song Revolution, because she did play the Revolution, which I did enjoy. Fortunately, I didn't get to see it live. It breaks my heart. But did you watch that one, or did you?
Yeah, so then when I first joined, I totally forgot about it until like I was like, oh shoot, like I know there was something I was supposed to do today, and then I'm like, oh yeah, that's right, the concert. And then by the time I got on, it was more towards like the ending of Alexa, because I think there was like an intro with her and Kevin, and then they came into Alexa with her song. But I only caught like the tail end of the her segment, Revolution. It's like the tail end of it, that's about it.
That's great, man. I missed that one, and unfortunately missed Purple Wooa, like Purple by Wooa. I'm getting into them, but Alexa Revolution was it's a good song. I really do like it. She's been out for a while, I think she's been out for some time. She's American born, I believe. I think she's from Oklahoma, if I remember correctly. So are you a fan of hers? Do you listen to her?
I wouldn't say I'm a fan of hers. I would say I heard of her before, yes, but I'm not really up to date with her.
You go check her out. She's pretty cool.
I first got to know Alexa when she appeared on Produce 48. I liked her visual and her performance, although I had my other bias at Produce 48. She's from Oklahoma, and her father is Russian, and her mother is Korean-American adoptee. And it is really special to find a solo K-pop artist who are not Korean, and I support her music and her performance. And now let's listen to her song, Revolution.
Turn on his 시선들 head down, guard up, ready, set, go. 두 눈빛에 fire, 내 심장에 lion, yeah, yeah. 난 거칠은 다른, 넌 힘 없는 iron, yeah, yeah. 두 개의 머리처럼 헤매는 널 마무리 지어준 난 한 번 더 reload the clip, reload the clip. 주인은 이래 왕관 오직 하나, 내 모든 곳을 채우는 밤. This is the revolution. Cause big big 하면 머리 그 안에 같이 No no stop until I get my freedom 난 가두는 rules 떨쳐버려 모두 high Keep going to the day I die yeah To the day I die yeah 주인은 이래 왕관 오직 하나 내 모든 곳을 채우는 밤 This is the right
Oh, hi. Welcome back. For the second one, we had Purple by Wooa. Did you watch that one or did you miss it?
I watched a bit of it. I forgot because I know they, with Wooa, they played, I want to say like 2 or 3 songs. I forgot what they were, but when I heard it, I was like, man, I heard the song before and I totally forgot about Wooa until they played it. I'm like, oh man, I'm probably going to start listening to Wooa again. After that, so yeah, I think yeah. Oh yeah, with Purple, I think Purple is a pretty good song.
It is, you know, because I think they're new. I think they're quite recent. So I did like it a lot. I haven't picked out a favorite member yet because I haven't gotten to the point where I haven't figured out who yet. But I will pick. I'll let you know who my favorite one and who I'm going to marry in the future. But you know, I did enjoy. Unfortunately, I did miss that one. I want to hear what Sunny thinks about this.
When I first heard the group's name, Wooa, I immediately thought that it would be really, really difficult for their fans to search the group on Twitter. And I know this and I feel this because whenever I try to search Lino of Stray Kids on Twitter, it is really hard for me to search him if I do not use the hashtag. Wooa is a fairly new idol group as they debuted in 2020. Since one of the two CEOs of the company is from SM Entertainment and the other is from DQ, which is a choreographer team, the members' dance and performance level is really, really high, so please check their performance out. Here's Purple by Wooa.
You, I see you, I'm your fan, I'm your Sam.
GWSN, who is not the same as JWSN.
No, it's
not the same. Do you know what it stands for? Because I don't even know what it stands
for. You know what?
For.
I forgot.
You forgot. Yeah. You know, it's something that we can always Google. Because JWSN stands for something, and I don't even know what it stands for. GWSN. I'm actually going to look it up right now, and we're going to figure out together what it stands for. Also known as Girls in the Park.
Girls in the Park.
But, yes, so... okay, so GWSN is Gangwon Sonyeon. Or Gangwon Sonyeon. Also known as Girls in the Park.
Okay.
I like that one. I think the other song they had was Bazooka. I really enjoyed Bazooka. I think it came out about 2019 or 2020 is when Bazooka came out. So I do... They're one of those new groups that I... Right, that I don't know who's who yet, but I will figure it out.
I've heard of them. Their group before. I forgot what song I like, because it's been so long, because I don't really follow too many new groups lately. I'm more of like a Twice and Blackpink fan, so I follow them a lot more than some of the newer groups. But
Really, man? Well, I don't have a life, so I got plenty of time to, you know, keep up with all of them, man. But I did enjoy Starry Night and all that. But what do you think Elizabeth thinks? Ooh, not her. Sunny.
So the correct pronunciation of GWSN in Korean is Gwon Sonyeon, for which Gwon is park and Sonyeon means girls in English, so girls in the park. My bias in Gwon Sonyeon right now is Lena, and I especially liked her performance and her facial experience during the Pinky Star performance. Their songs are very dreamlike and mesmerizing. And now let's listen to Starry Nights by Gwon Sonyeon.
Oh,
Lovelies. I love them. Now, Lovelies is one of my favorites. I've been into them for, well, since they first came out. And Obliviate is one of my favorite songs. I think I did my favorite songs of 2020 podcast. And if I remember correctly, Obliviate was on my list. So what do you think of Lovelies?
Same as like all the other groups right now. Like I've heard of their names before. I might have listened or heard of like maybe like a song or two from them, but I'm not really well versed in them. Obliviate, I think I missed out on Lovelies during this concert. I think I was busy doing something else, so I think I missed Lovelies.
Oh man, you gotta get into them, man. You know, I do like them a lot. Like all the songs are very, very good. I like the performance a lot too. I think they look so pretty in this one. It was really fun. So what about you, Sunny? What do you think about this?
For me, Lovelies has a special place in my heart. If you liked K-pop since the early 2010s, then you probably have watched 당신은 나의 오빠, which is a reality show featuring Infinite and Yuzia of Lovelies. Of course, during that time, Yuzia was just a trainee of Ulim, but I liked her since then. And when she debuted as Lovelies, I started to like the group as well. And I actually met Yein and Sujeong at a slang shop in Hongdae by chance when I was chatting with my friends. So my friends and I got autographs of them, and they are really sweet and nice to us. When COVID-19 ends, I hope to get a chance to go to their concert. The songs that we are going to play is Obliviate by Lovelies.
Don't let me go.
Golden Child Wannabe. I was jamming out to that in my car about 2 days ago. So I do like him a lot. I like the performance a lot. I'm not too familiar with who's who in the group at this point yet. I mean, I will figure it out eventually, and I might buy a t-shirt. So what about you, man? What did you think of the performance?
Same like with Lovely. Like, I've also missed this one. I've never really heard of Golden Child before. So I might want to check this one out later when we're done here.
Lay me down.
절망은 내 거울 같아. 내일은 나눌 것 같아.
어둠이 닫힐 때까지. Yeah, yeah. 날 구해줘. 널 들려줘. 그때의 너의 멜로디로 가득 채워. 보여줘. 널 알려줘. 악뜻뿐인 이 세상에 네 눈빛이 날 눈뜨게.
춤추게 해. 끝도 없는
Gravity. I was watching this one. I think it's on Instagram. I have a little video. I'm just staring at my computer screen watching those guys chit-chat amongst themselves. But My Turn by Gravity, I actually like that one. It was my first time listening to that song, actually, man. It's a pretty good song, not gonna lie to you, dog. It was a pretty good song. So how are you, man? What do you think?
Yeah, and also, I've never heard of them before either. My Turn, I've never heard of that one either. So what did you like from My Turn or from Gravity?
Well, I saw the first few acts on my phone while walking at a Target. I was in Target, I had my phone on, I was watching Lovelies, with hearts, with little hearts in my eyes and all that. And when I got home, Gravity was on, I do like them, man. I got introduced to them about a year ago by the ex who introduced me to them. I did enjoy it. It was fun listening to those guys. I threw in a bunch of shout outs, trying to get those guys' attention, like saying Baba Booey and this and that, but nobody responded.
You can't always win.
Can't always win, man, but it was pretty good, man. Momoland, oh my, I'm in love with them. Now, of course, One of my favorite members bailed out, which was Daisy, which breaks my heart. But at least Aheen and Nancy and Joey, they're all my favorites. You know, actually, I love them all, man. Boom Boom, Bam, incredible songs. Also, if any of y'all saw that part whenever they said, oh, we got a message. It says, love from Texas. Yeehaw. Yours truly sent that.
I did. Yeah, that was me. I did see that. I think it came back when they were doing Bam. Or, no, I think they were doing Boom Boom when I came back. And then I saw them do the shout out. I'm like, whoa, like from Texas? Like, they really said that? Yeehaw. I was kind of surprised. I didn't know who wrote it, but I heard it. So I was like, oh, interesting.
Yeah, that was me. I was getting a little jealous, man, because they were giving a lot of shout-outs for California, this and that, California, yeah. California, California, man. Like, come on, man, you know, you got Texas here.
Gotta show Texas some love.
Can't forget about us, Seth. Can't forget about us, Mary's from Texas. I really enjoyed that one, because I'm a big Momoland fan. I have a big old poster of them in my room from what is the name of the album, the EP, or, you know, the one that Boom Boom came out of? It was called, Great. It was called Great. Whenever they do it live and they do the Great, that was really, really, really fun, man. Do you have a favorite member?
No, I don't. Yeah. But when I was kind of like keeping updated with them, I did hear a lot of Nancy. I heard a lot of people love Nancy. So then that kind of like grew on me a little bit too. I was like, alright, so you guys love them? You guys love Nancy? Alright, I think I'm gonna give Nancy a try.
Yeah, she's a favorite, man. They're all my favorites. I am particularly fond of Aheen. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I miss Aheen with her dark hair and bangs, but she's still great. I hope to make some more music after that, man. I think the most recent one was called, don't you remember the Thumbs Up? No, not Thumbs Up. They came out with another one right after that one, but I don't remember it. AB6. Now, is that how you pronounce it, man? They're fairly new, maybe. I've listened to a few of the songs. I don't remember, actually. What did you think of AB6?
I also missed this one. I think I only saw one moment, and then I kind of missed it afterwards. I got busy again. I'm not sure if that's how you say the name, too. But,
I'm going to pronounce it as AB66 or AB6.
I think it might be AB6.
Definitely correct me if you happen to know it.
Correct us.
Ricky Rube. Yes, I like them a lot. The performance was really fun. Listening to those guys chit-chat amongst themselves. It was very, very fun. You know, it was enjoyable. Enjoyed what I watched.
So, how was Salute? How was the performance? Was it, like, energetic?
You know, typical. Bunch of hot dudes, you know, dancing around. I mean, it's funny, you know. Typical one, but it was a pretty good song. I enjoyed it quite a bit, man. I'm sure they're gonna be the next BTS, right?
One could hope.
Salute. Oh yes, let me. Bra-ka-ta-ta.
Salute.
Salute sign, 우리의 connection. 아무도 모르게 하나 빼면 an action. You and I, babe. Yeah. This brand new avenue. 새로운 게 개척. I'm going my way. 난 나만의 길로. 너는 너나 hate. 간섭은 별로. You're trapped in my zone. 나 이게는 없듯. 죽은은 없어. There ain't no answer. Speech. 일렬로 맞춰 다 준비를 해. 붉은색 빛으로 물들였네. 안에 남은 것이 없도록 쏟아내 후에 넣게. Oh. 걱정이 더 자라했지만 내일 넘어져도 다시 일어났네. Orison draw
salute.
Oh yes, let me.
Bra-ta-ta-ta.
Salute.
Solid.
I will show you my paradise. 출구가 없어 no way out. 이제 막 시작인 girl. We got long way to go, baby. 기다리다 놓치고 후회하지는 않게. The only way is to say yeah. Oh yes, love me.
The boys. I can tell you're looking at me. I know what you... Remember that song by Girls' Generation, The Boys?
Oh, was it The Boys or was it I Got a Boy?
No, man. The song the was boys. Called The Boys. That was released in 2011 by Girls' Generation.
I remember I Got a Boy.
Oh, man. Way off, man. Way
it was summer. It was summer around,
like,
that time.
Yeah, you're off by like 2 years, I think. I think you're off by like 2 years, man. But I think... What did you think of The Boys with the Z?
You know what? I am not sure because I missed this one too, sadly.
Oh, man. You gotta do your homework next time, man. You're gonna get an F on this project. I actually watched this one. It was actually very, very fun. Because I've been listening to those guys for quite a while. At the time, I think with the ex-girlfriend, we used to can jam out to those guys all the time with them in their truck and listen to them all. I do like them a lot. They're going to be the next Monsta X.
Do you have a favorite song by them then?
Oh man, I don't know. I got so many. I got to check the playlist. I just go on to YouTube Music and I just push shuffle for, or push radio for a random group, and then a bunch of songs came out. Well, that's how I discovered those guys, because I think I pressed radio for GOT7 and then the boys came up.
Might be a calling.
But it was pretty fun. It was pretty fun to join with watch. A good eye candy, I guess, if you're into that.
My friends and I always jokingly say that the Doughboys songs have the smell of capitalism, since many of their songs are amazing and easy to hear, and sounds like a lot of effort was put into making them. Even though there are 11 members in the group, their choreographies are not messy and their outfits are always on point as well. Here's The Stealer, one of my favorite songs by Doughboys.
Ailee, we got a Colorado native here.
Is she?
Ailee, yes, she's from Colorado.
I didn't know that.
Oh god, I hope I'm not wrong.
I hope you're right.
But she's American born. Yeah, she's the Korean Beyonce, and I do agree with that. She's incredibly talented, and it breaks my heart that she's, you know, not in the mainstream yet. I've liked her since I'm Mr. Simple, so I got into her back whenever she came out with what is the name? Heaven. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed Heaven a lot. I Will Show You was an incredible good song, and she looks incredible. She's very beautiful.
Yeah.
She looks healthy, and you know, she's just incredible. The last song she came out with was I Will Show You. No, I'm sorry. Wait, it's called Room Shaker. That I know, but there's probably no other ones that came out since then. But I, you know, I do want her to go back to her Heaven days. What is like? It was like heaven.
Yeah, I haven't listened to Ailey in a long time. I know.
Whoa, Ailey.
I think it's pronounced Ailey.
Oh, it's pronounced Ailey.
I think so. I've been calling her Ailey. Oh. I don't know if it's right or not.
Oh man, I've been calling her Ailey for like the past 9 years.
It's one of the two.
Oh. Oh man, I'm sorry, Ailey. Very sorry, but yes, she's incredibly talented, and I hope to see more. Well, I do want to see more of her.
I'm 99% sure, well, 1% is for rare exceptions, that every K-pop loving Koreans have a special place in heart for Ailey. Her vocal range is amazing, and her songs are always epic. But after she ended her contract with her former company, YMC, there are rumors that the company had prevented her from appearing on music shows and other TV shows. I hope that I will be able to see more of her in various reality shows and music shows, and will be even more successful. Here's I Will Show You by Ailey.
Fire!
Blue's Clues. Did you like that show?
I did. I used to watch it as a kid.
All right. So what about the artist Blue, B-L-O-O?
I do not know Blue, so I have no clue.
Oh man, you are missing out, man. You are missing out. That guy is like the king.
I've heard of, what is it, Ocean from the Blue? I think he. Yeah, he's, if you go back to one of my podcasts back, I think like maybe like 2-3 podcasts back of when I did it, I did a mix for my special song. It was like a 15-minute mix of like all these artists, and Ocean from the Blue was on there, and he had a really good voice.
Yeah, he's quite a talented guy. I liked Come and Kiss Me, I'm the One, Drama, and I think there's another one called Drive Through, and When I Smoke. that's a song. When I Smoke.
I think Drive Through was the one that got me. Yeah.
But he's quite a good guy. Yeah, I think I remember when we were on our way to Whataburger. If you happen to be from Texas and you get that reference. But yeah, we would be like at 1 a.m. we'd be listening to that guy. Like, it was very soothing music. The good old days, Mr. Jeremy. The good old days.
No, 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 downtown, baby. 너의 눈은 밤하늘의 별이야. 매일마다 꾸고 싶은 꿈이야. Baby, without you, I can't do this. 너는 나의 downtown, baby. 너의 눈은 밤하늘의 별이야. 매일마다 꾸고 싶은 꿈이야. Baby, without you, I can't do this anymore. 628 너집번호 네 집 앞이니까 나와 let's roll. 시간 아까우니 잡아 나의 두 손. I don't wanna let go. 핑크 머리 세게 피어싱은 세게 너는 좋아했지 나의 팔 베개. 우린 서로 아파 아는 짓도 나빠. 하나밖에 없는 downtown baby. 너는 나의 downtown baby. 너의 눈은 밤하늘의 별이야. 매일마다 꾸고 싶은 꿈이야. Baby without you I can't do this. 너는 나의 downtown baby. 너의 눈은 밤하늘의 별이야. 매일마다 꾸고 싶은 꿈이야. Baby without you I can't do this anymore. 영화 보고 let's drink all night long. 담배 한 대 피며 talk all night long. 힘든 일이 있을 땐 내게 와일러. 너의 얇은 팔로 감싸 나를 사이로. 지금 아프더라도 it's alright. 시간은 다 지나가 it's alright. 항상 그랬지 넌 손발이 차가워. 그래서 내게 말했지 빨리 안아줘. I'll make you rich 조금만 기다려. 너가 없는 날에는 raining. I'll do anything 조금만 기다려. 맑았던 하늘도 다시 보니 grey. 다시 보니 grey. 술도 한잔 못해 또 너와 날 만나. 와인을 사와. 와인을 사와. 술도 한잔 못해 또 너와 날 만나. 마음이 아파. 너는 나의 downtown baby. 너의 눈은 밤하늘의 별이야. 매일마다 꾸고 싶은 꿈이야. Baby without you I can't do this. 너는 나의 downtown baby. 너의 눈은 밤하늘의 별이야. 매일마다 꾸고 싶은 꿈이야. Baby without you I can't do this anymore. It's okay baby. 항상 같은 자리에서 있을게. It's okay baby. 널 위한 핸드폰을 켜놓을게. It's okay baby. 항상 같은 자리에서 있을게. It's okay baby. 널 위한 핸드폰을 켜놓을게. 너는 나의 downtown baby. 너의 눈은 밤하늘의 별이야. 매일마다 꾸고 싶은 꿈이야. Baby without you I can't do this. 너는 나의 downtown baby. 너의 눈은 밤하늘의 별이야. 매일마다 꾸고 싶은 꿈이야. Baby without you I can't do this anymore.
No, no, na, na, na. No, no, na, na, na. What did you think of Jesse?
Jesse was... Wow, so I came back when Jesse was performing. And it was amazing for me. Because I really love Jesse. I don't really like Nuna Nana as much as some of her other songs. but her performance there, I really liked it when she brought up Alexa and Kevin. I thought that was pretty cute. She got them to come up there, since, I mean, it's only like them two there with like the other people working there, but having them in the background while Jesse singing Nuna Nana was pretty nice.
Yeah, well, I actually like Nuna Nana. It was I'm not gonna lie to you, man, I think it's my favorite song.
I think she got some other ones that I like.
Well, she's been off for quite a while.
Yes, yeah.
She's I think she was originally going to debut, or was training to be a member of Girls' Generation.
Was she? Because I know she's been in Korea for quite a while. Because I know she was trying to debut.
You know, it's one of those things that I heard from a friend, from a friend, from a friend, from a friend. It's kind of one of those things that I heard from Martians or something like that. So who knows? I probably just made that up for all I know. But who knows? Like, what do you think Girls' Generation would have been like if Jesse was the 10th member?
Oh, man, that definitely changed the whole group.
Imagine her singing G. Yes, I like her quite a bit. She's pretty cool. But I liked her performance a lot. They were very fun to watch.
It was.
I'm trying to give you something more. I'm trying to give you something more. So come with me and fly away, 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 away. Grasso na no no na na. Too much. Oh, baby, what's the got to buy? I could give you everything, anything. Baby, can you handle it? More I done, still don't give a what. My middle, kiss the girl that all they talking about me. More I know, more I can know. And you, grasso na no no na na.
This guy has been out forever. Rain. Are you familiar with that guy?
Somewhat. Yeah, I've heard him way back when he... Okay, maybe not when he debuted, but a little after he debuted, I used to listen to him. And then he kind of stopped. And then I kind of stopped. And it's nice to see him back again. Because, I mean, he looked like he has never aged. he still got that great bod. I'm like, dang, Rain, what is your diet? Let me get on that plan.
I agree, but he's one handsome devil.
Yeah, he is.
No, I got into that guy like a million years ago. And I think he was in a drama. Who knows, maybe I'm remembering it wrong. And there were so many songs he did. I just can't remember him. He's been on. Just can't remember him, man. But I did enjoy the performance quite a bit, you know. The guy still looks like he did back in 2005.
Yeah. He still got the moves. Afraid, that's for sure.
Still got the moves, baby. Alright, Jeremy, whenever the world opens up again,
yes,
you know, they got more concerts, let's go to one, you and I.
Yeah, let's do it, man.
Let's do it. But you gotta show for the whole thing, man. You can't just show for like two of the songs.
Oh, no,
you can't just
bail on
it. You gotta show it, man.
Yeah, if I'm going to a physical concert, I'm staying. I'm going there early, getting some merch, maybe do another giveaway. Yeah. Who knows? We'll see.
Right on, man. Right on. We'll give you a t-shirt and... Give me some t-shirt. Mm-hmm. Give me a t-shirt and like a, you know, like a little one of those little light sticks.
That would be nice to give away. Because I think my first giveaway I did was when I went to the Twice concert for the Twice lights, and I gave away a Twice poster that I got from there. It's really high quality poster. It's really nice.
Wow, what a lucky winner.
Yeah, man. I know, right?
What a lucky winner. Well, online concerts are definitely, it's definitely a thing. And it's amazing that, you know, that it's working out for the most part. Like, yeah, you're not getting the real experience that you do from a regular concert, but it doesn't matter because you still get to see your favorite artists live. You get to see them, you know, at least you don't, nobody, you don't get to worry about getting trampled or something like that. But I definitely want to attend more of these online concerts. Shout out Monster X. I got a Love Killer tattoo on me. I mean, I know I'm going to regret it later, but it's cool right now.
You're never going to regret that. It's Monster X.
I kid you not, man. I got one. It hurt, but I got one, man.
It was worth the pain. It was worth the
going. Worth
through.
The pain, man. Shout out Monster X, Love Killer. But definitely online concerts are really, really great. And, you know, I mean, they survived the pandemic, and it's a, you know, it's just for those who, if you happen to live in a country where your favorite group won't happen to ever visit, you know, this online concert is a great way. And, you know, I really enjoyed this one. It's my first one going to. And, you know, hopefully we'll have many more. Shout out Monster X.
Yeah, I hope they also have more as well. Because even if we have to, like, pay a little bit, I wouldn't mind paying a little bit to help support them. Because, you know.
Oh, yeah, of course, man.
You gotta support them somehow since they can't travel.
Yeah, of course, man. I buy the CDs, yeah. Man. I even buy those little Kakao Talk stickers.
Oh, I don't have those.
I got a G-Fruit one, and I got a Twice one, and I got a Red Velvet one. Gotta make sure Wendy eats.
Yeah, one of my newest pickups that I got recently. I know it doesn't really pertain to the concert, but it's a different concert. It was, like, called, I think it was, like, K-Con, I think. Yeah, no, it's K-Contact. So, yeah, I think they also do, like, they used to do, like, physical concerts as well, I believe. I got one of their special packages. I think it was with Everglow. So I got that in the mail not too long ago, and the box was signed by one of the members, and it was pretty nice. They had some other artists there too that they had, like, photos of within the box. And then I got a little keychain with the K-Contact logo on there, and it had, like, a little voice recording. So then I would press it and it would have one of the members voice recording a memo on there. I think that was pretty nice. Maybe I'll show it off one day.
Definitely do. Well, I like the idea where you can, because it had, like, a little chat box, and you can send in, like, little messages,
yeah,
to your groups. Like, I sent one to Momola on the radio. What I should have been sending is, Nancy, will you marry me? I sent it over and over and over until she said yes. Over and over, and then said one to Rain, be like, Rain, will you be my best man?
Might have to do one of those paid ones. Those paid love hearts or whatever.
That's right. Yeah. Well, it was very fun because it gives you, like, more of a, like, a closer interaction,
yeah,
you know, where you send, you know, where, like, the fact that your favorite artist got to see this little message you sent them.
Yeah, man.
It was very fun. So online concerts are definitely the future, and I definitely want to go to some. Yeah, I want to go to them in the future and see. Well, you know, shout out Monster X. Little, definitely do that.
The final song is "Starry Nights" by DJ Soda. She communicates frequently with her fans on Twitter, and it is really heartwarming to see all the positive and supporting comments about her performances and also her delighted reactions toward these comments. As most of her performances are directed toward people dancing at the club, I feel that it would have been difficult for her to perform with no audience, but her good-natured personality had brightened up the Yesi Yipsa Hall.
Miles away, I'll find a way to make you mine. You're my shooting star.
I'm the only one who'll be there by your side.
As always, if you want to send in your request for any songs, you can send us your requests at our website at ktop10.org. To make sure you don't miss out on any new episodes we upload, you can follow us on our social media accounts through Facebook, Twitter. Our handle is ktop10pod. Also, you can turn on the notification and the auto-download for your podcast app of choice.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.